Continuing with our discussion on Ishvara Stuti Prarthanopasana, there is always this issue related to Ishvara, but Aishmaz looks at it in a very positive manner. Just like I am as a human being, I am able to lift certain things, do certain things and feel. Basically, it is all my consciousness. So my consciousness has three abilities. Ability to know. Ability to feel, experience that. And then finally, ability to act upon it. The Sanskrit terms here, jyatyatva, bhoktyatva, kartyatva. This is something. So many other things do not possess these qualities. They don't have that attribute. And we know the difference between a living body and dead body. So that difference is that tiny thing, which must be non-physical, because so many things made of matter don't have these abilities. They don't get to know things, they don't feel the experience, and they are not quite the active agent like I am, responsible person. And in the sense, just like in this small structure, I have these three powers, there is another entity, non-physical, distributed throughout the universe, which has those three powers. Jyatyatva, ability to know, but there is difference. I am me, a small, tiny, microscopic entity, non-physical atma, but he is infinite soul. What is the difference? I get to know things when they exist, like the sun is there, and I try to know, gather some attributes, characteristics of it. But in his case, he had all the knowledge of the sun, and accordingly he created the sun. So our knowledge is, first the thing is there, then we try to get to know it. But in his case, that's what Patanjali says, sarvajyatva bijam. He has the seed of all the knowledge and then he creates things accordingly. In my case, I go through all kinds of ups and downs in life, dukkha and sukh, both. And of course we act in the direction so that I maximize my sukh, I minimize my dukkha. But in his case, he is always Ananda Swarup. He is saturated with that. No dukkha can ever touch him. So that is his bhoktyatva. He doesn't quite do the bhog. He is always in that saturated state. Then kartyatva, I act upon things that are slightly away from me. But he acts within. He is causing all the atoms to move, all the electrons, all the tiny particles to move. He is the prime mover within the system. So that is what Ishvara we are talking about. So don't look at Aishmaj as a religious body, because today's religions are faith-based. So we say we are evidence-based spiritual organization where we accept everything what science is saying. Except we want to add one thing, that there are natural laws of physics and that Ishvara is the lawmaker. The particles haven't themselves come together and democratically come across, let's abide by these laws. These particles cannot do that. So there is a entity who is ruling about, who has the governing power, Mahitvaik Raja, who is the Raja of the entire universe. So that is the Ishvara we are talking about. So this should not be mistaken that we are another faith-based religious body. We are on the side of the science, going a step ahead, trying to impress upon the scientists, the finest minds, that there is a need to accept a non-physical entity in our own self and a non-physical entity, consciousness, spread over the entire universe. And that gives meaning to our life. That way, there can be purpose and direction to a human life. Otherwise, we can come here, as I said, check in a hotel and check out. But if you want to live like in a home, you have to connect to all others who live in that home. So that is what istuti is, getting to know that Ishwar as good as possible and be humble enough and recite his attributes and so on and so forth. Prarthana, trying to ask for some strength so that I act in the same way the way he acts. All his work is called yajñaka because he is doing everything for benefit of others. He is already in saturated state. So I want to get some inspiration and do a small yajñakaram for benefit of others, sheshtamaya karmana. And for that I seek his support and help. Finally, end of the day, I want to be with him. Like any home, a small child plays around, but then he wants to be with his mother and father for a few moments. That is very natural. We want to become naturally a human being of this sort, and that is the inspiration we get from these 8 mantras that we have discussed. Today is our concluding session, and the way we had covered these 8 mantras, we decided to do 2 mantras each. So in the previous 3 sessions, we have covered 6 of them. And today in the concluding session, we will look at the last 2 of them. So let's go for a quick review. Om Vishwani Dev Savitad. I'm trying to emphasize again and again. Like Eshmaji also mentioned, this relationship between a child and the mother and father, the parents. So that's the relationship I want to be aiming at. Because after all, he is the one who gave me the mother. He is the one who gave me the father and so on and so forth. He is the supreme mother and father. That's the way let's try to look at it. So Vishwani Dev. So in that sense, I try to say this is our original mother tongue. Look at the Vedas, these words as original mother tongue. And then if you are good in, fluent in any of your language, whether it is Hindi, Bangla, Tamil, Marathi, whatever it is, if you have some good basis of that, you should not be finding it difficult. So what is this saying? Savita Dev, you are the mother and father of us. Vishwani Duitani Payashua. Take away all the bad things. All my dukkha, all my durguna, weaknesses, all my durvyasan, the bad habits which I might have inculcated in myself. Take them away from them. You are capable of doing that, just like Banji was singing Man Ko Ya Darpan. Our mind can be a clear mirror, isn't it? But as we have grown, a lot of dust has settled on it. We want to clear it up, wash it up, and who is able to do that? Only that Paramatma. That's why the message here is, the bottom line is upasana. That is what I am, body, mind and soul. I do all this thing, jnana and karma, acquisition of knowledge and activities with the instruments of body and mind. But when I want to be with him, I disconnect from body and mind. And when you disconnect from your mind, first you have to bring your mind to a calm state. Just like you stopped your car, then only you got out of the car, isn't it? You cannot disengage from a system if you are using it. So you have to bring it to a quiet, calm state, then you disconnect from it. So Ishwar Upasana and meditation are more or less the same thing. In meditation, we want to bring our mind to an absolute calm state. That's what Patanjali has defined. Yoga is chitta vetti niyodha. When there is nothing on that darpan, on mirror, mirror is not fluctuating, nothing, no dust, and also it is not showing anything. Then what happens? Tada dashtu svarupe avasthana. Then when you are disconnected from your mind, then you are with that Ishwar. That is Ishwar Upasana. So meditation is to bring your mind to a calm state. You disconnect from your mind. You are with him. Then you are in Upasana. It is as simple as that. And when you are in Upasana, he washes your mind. He takes care of all the fatigue of your mind. All that unnecessary things that have gone into your mind. Washing and servicing. And then you come out of Upasana, you have a better mind. It is like every day we give a wash to our body. This is the only way to to give a wash to your mind. Please take it very seriously and try to bring this habit in your daily life. So what is it saying? Then the child says, I don't know what I need. I leave it to you. Yad vadyam. Whatever is good, you know it better. Somebody will say, like I say, I did say once here, I have no knowledge of Sanskrit. I went to school in Calcutta. So for a couple of years, my third language was Bangla. And for a couple of years, it was Sanskrit. Today, what do I remember? Only one thing. Akarant, pulling, shabd, those eight cases, three numbers. Gaja, 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 gajam, gaja, gajan, gaja, gaja, abhyam, gaja. I remember those 24 words, nothing more than that. But I can get to the depth of the Vedic meanings because of Upasana. I connect to that mother and she teaches me the meaning of this mother tongue. So all of you can get this empowerment provided you faithfully go to this mother's lap. So now that mother, a child will say, I don't know what. I have full confidence when I go to the bazaar with you holding your finger, you have everything in your bag which I am likely to need in the exploration. Isn't it? A child has full faith. That's the faith I have, that anything that is good, yad bhadyam, tat means that, na means to us, asua will come to me. So whatever is good, you will give it to me, and I just have to be with you. Hiranyagarbha, all this shining world, Hiranya is the gold, all that is in your womb. You are Brahm, this is all is Brahmand. Samavatat agya, it exists, not now only, agya, much before I could have visualized. Bhutasya jata, you gave birth to all that panchabhut. Pati eka asit, you are the protector, ek, you are the one, you are the final authority, now and in the past and in the future also. You are sa, this will come again probably, today sa no bandhu janita. Everything has a deep meaning. Why is he sa? Sa mane va. Kitna hi hum usko jaan le, wo hamesha va rahega. Hum kabhi usko itna nahi jaan payenge ki hum bole ya. So Paramatma ko hamesha bolte hain, Om Tat Sat. You are that. I try to know you, but I will never know you to the point that I can say you are idam. You are that. Tat Sat. You are sa dadhar. You are sa. Hum kabhi use nahi bol sakte. Yeh. Samajh gaye na aap. Vah ka matlab hai. Thoda dur hai. Main usko pura jaan nahi paya. So he will always remain sa. Dadhar. Dharan karta hai. Parokshe lit larka hai. Matlab emphasis hai. Do baar aa gaya. Vah pehle bhi dharan karta tha. Jab koi imagine nahi kar sakta. Even beyond that, he was supporting what? The earth, the sun, and all that exists. Let us spend some moments with him. Kasmai devai havishavide. So he made this whole world, then he sent me. How does he send me? Ya atmada, I am a tiny soul. He didn't send me just like that. Like mother sends, doesn't send me into school without a lunchbox, water bottle and a bag, everything. He also equipped me with two powerful assets of body and mind that gives me bal, the strength. Ya atmada balada, yasya visho upasate. The all good people do his upasana, pashisham, pashancha. Uski sab devata log, all the noble people in the world sing about him. What are his beautiful attributes? And if I am in his shadow, yasya chaya, amyatam, unending pleasure. All the pleasures of life have very small lifetime. But think of a pleasure, absolute happiness, which is unending, amyatam, undying. That is what I will get if I am in his shadow. If I don't care to know him, I will not be far away, and I will meet the death. That is the kind of entity he is. Let us spend some moments with him. Not only he sends me with body and mind, he sustains it with that pranic vital forces, nervous system, respiratory system, cardiac system, digestion system, anal system, prana, pan, vyan, saman, udan. All these forces are working even when I am in deep sleep. I am not consciously using my body and mind, but he is always there. And if there is a slight minor fluctuation, you know how vital they are. We have to end up in an emergency or in ICU. That is all pranic forces. He takes care of me in background, and he says, I don't worry about that. You just use your 5 sense organs, 5 motor organs, and lead your life, enjoy the life. I will take care that you are all, this whole structure will be livable for you. So that is the sustenance of life. Pranato nimishato mahitvai kidyaja. Because of mahatva, importance, he is the raja of the whole jagat. Jagat is ja, ga, and ta, where things take birth. Ja, gaman, they stay here for a while. Ta, they fade away or they sit down, tisthati. So every word has a lot of meaning. Babhuva, it used to happen, it continues to happen, and it will happen again. Ya Ishe, he is the master of all this, all those living beings. So this was kind of start of the universe. He is sending me into the world. Now he is sustaining my life, and he says, I do the same thing for all with 2 legs, humans and birds, and all with 4 legs, animals, etc. Last week we discussed further. As you see, the sequence is very interesting and important. Now the conscious beings are there, animals, birds, and human beings all are there. Now he is giving some hint that we are different from other species. Yena devyukya prithivichatra. He says, yes, I take care of your vital forces, but you have to do something for your livelihood so that you produce some food gain. And I have made the earth capable of producing, so you have to engage in some kind of hard labor, produce it, and the earth is producing because of the constant steam of the sunlight. Dev ugge, ugge is, ugge, you know, something is burning. So that is the fireball that is emitting energy non-stop. Our earth, Prithvi, is absorbing it and is producing all kinds of food gains and vanaspataya and what not, fruits, vegetables, etc., so that our systems, the background forces, are always working intact. Prithvi also gives us a dhar, sudhar, support, stable support. Though it is running at a very high speed, dynamically stable system, because of it is not fully spherical, all that wonderful engineering is there. And then he is reminding to us, yes, this much is common to all species, but for human beings, I am there, swaha, sukh swarup, naka, where there is absolutely no pain. So within this world, if you are able to see me behind this visible world, that invisible force, I will give you very high level of happiness, which animals and birds cannot get it, but it is reserved for you. And I ensure the whole solar system is held stable because everything is going in its orbit as determined earlier. So now there is a hint that human life is slightly different from other species. Not slightly, much different. So we must try to find our correct directions. And now that is what is more clarified here. Others are ja, only we are praja, pakishtarthe. We are special children of his. Of course, all are his children, even animals, birds, but we are special, special in the sense he is willing to share his anand with us, that he will not share with animals and birds. And he gives us a taste of that, a distinct, distant taste of that when we are in deep sleep. Animals also probably go through sushupti, the deep sleep, and we all know it. That is the only experience for all human beings put together. When you come out of it, you say, I enjoyed it. There is no other life experience like that. Now he's telling us, you as human beings, even in conscious mode in daytime, you can get a taste of that in healed mode. So that is why we are his praja. He is our protector, pati. So he becomes prajapati, I am calling him as Prajapati. Na tvad etani anya. Anya, dusra koi nahi hai. Tvad tumse alawa koi bhi nahi hai. So you are the only protector of ours and I come to you. Vishwa jatani, Vishwani, all that, jisne janma liya hai, payita babhuva, tum usko chhodte nahi ho. Anybody who comes to you, you never disown them. You are the friend indeed, and that is what you are the friend indeed. So the one who serves you at the critical moment, you are in that category. Yat kamaste, jo bhi hum kamna karte hain, if I make a resolve, I go in that direction, juhuma tat na, na mane, all of us, astu hame mil jati hai. Jo bhi hum kamna leke piche, whatever, that's what we tell our children. You make a focus, go after it. If you are fully on it, with your body and mind, you will get the good results. That is what he is doing to us. And that's where animals and birds are not concerned. Last week I gave you the example of the sun and the Agni, the fire. The sun gives light to everybody, humans, animals, everybody enjoys this light in the daytime. In the evening, sun is down. Animals, birds don't bother. They have adjusted to all that. But human beings are different from this. So at this point it is specific to human beings. So what is the example? Human beings were not happy, satisfied with it. They said, in the image of the sun, let us invent something. And what did they invent? They invented the fire. They could see that wooden stick has a fire within it. I just have to do some work, cause some friction, make an effort, and the fire will come out of it. So that's how they did it. So that is an example. And now, of course, we live in an age of science and technology. All kinds of gadgets we have produced for comfort, ease of life, and so on and so forth. That is all within here. Yat kamaste juhumastanos. To what direction? Vayam syam patayo. Vayam, we all syam ho jave, patayo yani malik ho jaye, rainam wealth ke. It's very interesting. Anything that we seek is always in plural. In Vedas, you never ask for something singular. We all become millionaire. When you have that attitude, you will not exploit others, you will not harm others, you will not hurt others, is it not? That is always the underlying principles. Let's move on to the 7th and 8th today. Om sa no bandho janita. Sa is again sa vaha. No hamaya. Na se no bana hai. Na va hamaya. Kya hai? Bandhu hai. English word bond is coming from this. Bonding. Va hamaya bandhu hai. Nahin, it's so simple. मैं उससे हमेशा बंधा हुआ हूं. And the sequence of words is very important. पहले आया बंधु, फिर जनिता. मैं जब माँ के गर्भ में था, मैं बंधा हुआ था. There is a umbilical cord. फिर जनिता, फिर उस जननी ने मुझे जन्म दिया. लेकिन डॉक्टर ने वो काट दिया उसको. काट दिया. So that I become an independent human being. Is it not? पर ये परमात्मा एक अलग माता है. वो जो बंध है वो जन्म देने के बाद भी जुड़ा हुआ है. दैट उम्बिलिकल कॉर्ड बिटवीन मी एंड हिम नो बडी कैन कट इट अप. दैट इज द बंधु. ही इज फर्स्ट माई बंधु, देन ही गिव्स बर्थ टू मी जनिता सविधाता धामानी. ऑल द प्लैनेट्स, ऑल दैट ही हैज क्रिएटेड इट एंड ही सपोर्टिंग इट. विधाती धामानी वेद. Ved is noun as well as verb. Ved means knowledge as a noun, and as verb it means to know. So here it is as a verb. Tum sab jante ho. Kya? Bhuvanani. All that happens in the whole universe. Even what is happening in my mind, you know it exactly. I may be doing some good work to show off my neighbors, my friends, but you will know my intention. You know exactly what is happening. So you know everything. What is happening in distant planets and galaxies. And also what is happening in my own mind. Yatra Deva, jahan par sab noble people, as I said, now it is for human beings, and human beings are strange animals. They can go down to become worse than an animal, that is called Rakshas. And they can go to a loftier dimension, become Devata. Now this month is only for Devatas. If you are ordinary, average human being, you will not get the meaning. And even if you get to the meaning, it doesn't have any meaning in your life. So that in the previous month there, we made a jump from the other species to human being. Now the jump is from human beings to superior quality human beings, Devata. So Yatya Deva. So within you, those who are noble people, superior quality people, Amritam, they will get the absolute happiness. Anshana. Anshana is to eat. Dekhi, ab thoda sa dimag lagayenge na, kaam chal jata. Hamara ek shabd hai, nashta. Nashta yani na ashta. Na khana, ye pura bhojan nahi hai. Ye snacks hai, alpahar hai. Hai na? To nashta shabd anshana se bana hai. Hai na? Anshana yani khana. Kya? Amritam. Absolute happiness. To experience that absolute pleasure, तो वो जो सा है, वो परमात्मा ईश्वर, उसकी गोद में जाके देवता क्या कहते हैं? They eat, they enjoy the most delicious juices. That is amritam nectar, because that juice is of such a kind that effect never dies. बाकी आप कुछ खाएंगे, पिएंगे, उसमें मजा आएगा, लेकिन फिर वो फीका पड़ जाता. फिर आप दोबारा खाना चाहते, पर ये एक ऐसा है, एक बार आपने ले लिया, साहेब हमेशा हमेशा के लिए इसका हिसाब रहेगा. दिस ए डिफरेंट काइंड, थर्ड काइंड, तृतीय. लाइक आई सेड अबाउट ईटिंग डिलीशियस फूड, दैट इज बॉडी एंड माइंड आर इन्वॉल्व. देन मेनी ऑफ अस आर इंटेलेक्चुअल बीइंग्स, वी आर जस्ट क्लोजिंग आवर आईज, थिंकिंग कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रॉब्लम. A musician making new melodies, artist making new art, more with the mind, and that gives us pleasure. And that pleasure has longer lifetime, isn't it? Now imagine the third kind of pleasure, which is direct to my soul. Body and mind are not concerned. That is the third kind of pleasure, dhaman, wo tumhari god mein hai, adhyayanta, main jab chahun wahan ja sakta hun. He is closest to us, gives birth also. He created all that we see in the universe. He knows everything what's happening, including what is in the deepest corner of my mind. And those who are noble people, the devatas. So devata, manushya and rakshas, we are talking now about devata, who have lived their life, who live their life in this world, staying connected with that Ishwar. They will taste that nectar. And not only that, they move around in the world just like bachcha maa ki ungli pakad kar jata hai. Lekin they are always connected to you, enjoying the world as well as enjoying your company. That is the meaning of this. We have now moved from human society to very superior society, where only high level of people are there, who are devata not just for their children. And that I have described to you, that this is his beautiful design. The day I became a father or a mother, I automatically become a devata, at least to my child. And that is the challenge of life, to become a devata for a wider orbit and so on. So, if I become like that, I will be in day-to-day life, will be able to taste the nectar with being with him, and then I am always in his fold, wherever I am. Now look at this person, this quality person. Now it is time to leave this world. And he says, Agne Nayas Upathaharai. Of course, whatever you are, Devata, Manushya, Rakshas, the inevitability is death. We all have to die one day. For a common man, death is again the door to come back to the cycle again. But this is the choice we have. We will go through the same door, but we will take another turn, that we will never come back here. will always be titiye dhamanna dhyaye yanta, will always be with him permanently. That is the message, that is what I am trying to get inspiration from. Agne, now we are saying agena. This is also interesting word. One who is agya means aage, na yani hamaye. Jo hamaye aage rehne laik hai. What will you keep ahead of you? If you are in a scout camp, going in dark wilderness, you need a torchlight, is it not? Torchlight, you don't focus backward. You focus ahead of you, so that guides you. So one who is the source of light, that deserves to be ahead of you, that deserves to be your guide, is it not? But human beings need two kinds of lights, this outer light, sun and the fire, and the inner light of his bhaga, that is what he is capable of. So I say, you are the best guide. Agne naya, naya mane le chalo. Nayan, to the eyes we say nayan, kyunki ye sab cheezon ko hamare paas lati hai, hai na? Agne naya supatha, su is always good, path is path. The English word path is from path. Agne naya supatha. You are my guide. Take me to the good paths. What is there? Rai is for wealth. All kinds of wealth. Material wealth as well as intellectual wealth. And also the biggest wealth is spiritual wealth. If I am in his company, I will say, I own the whole world. Is it not? If I am his child, my father's property is my property. So I have that sense. I am not a poor man. I own the whole world because I am his child. Asman Vishwani Deo Vayunani Vidwan. Asman Hamaye Vishwani Sab Kuch Vayunani Jitne Kayam Hamne Kiye Hain. Tum Agni Deo Ho Vidwan Yani Tum Jante Ho Vidwan. Vidwan Sab Kuch Janta Hai. तो अब मैं उसके पास आया हूँ. I am a devata and a mature devata. I am enjoying my life here, but I want to ensure, even when I leave the world, I continue to be with him. So I am saying to him, I have been living in this world like a child holding his mother's finger. And he enjoys the surroundings, and he is fully safe and secured. He knows I am holding my mother's finger. Nobody can do any harm to me. That's the way I am leading this life in this world. And the day I will go away, I will be holding his finger and I will go to the right place. He will save me, like my mother saves me, Yuyodhi, Asmat Juhuyanam. All the crooked paths, because in the world there is Supat as well as Kupat. If I am holding her finger, that will ensure she will keep me away from all that is crooked, all that is thorny paths, and that is the person, Bhuishthan Te Nama Uktim Vidyan. I should really, genuinely sing about him. Whenever I should speak, talk to him, usually we talk about third person in a very different tone. But a person of this category will always talk about that Paramatma, Ishwar, that Agnidev, and always in positive manner. Look how much he has given to me. You can also get it if you spend some moments with him, and that is what is upasana, is it not? So we have covered these 8 mantras. We have said, you are the one taking away pain and give peace and happiness. You made earth livable even before I came here, and supported by sun. You sent us empowered with body and mind. Ya atmadabala. You act as a powerhouse in the background. Ya pranato nimishato. You provide bounties on earth for sustenance. Is it not? Yena deva yugya prithvi chatara. Humans can reach out beyond the sky. Sano bandhujan. Yat kamaste juhumastanno. Noble among us taste absolute happiness. Yat deva amrita manasana sthiti. Holding his fingers in life, and that ensures, even at the end of life, I will be in the right hands. Agne naya supatha. That's all we have covered. Of course, we can talk a lot, But very soon, in 5-7 minutes, I should be inviting Kathy here to guide us that meditation leading to Ishwar Upasana. But very quick remarks in few minutes, what will Upasana do to you? As I said, if today you are not a devata, this is a journey. Try to be with him for some moments. This will inculcate, this will gradually build up what is called devatva. Who is a devata? One who enjoys in giving. Not only who gives, who derives enjoyment in giving. You have to understand it carefully. Like a mother, she cooks nice food for her child. She serves it, but she enjoys in seeing that the child is eating that food. She also knows, she will also enjoy the food, but she derives greater enjoyment in seeing the child enjoying that food, is it not? So that is a very high demand, but it sounds ridiculous, but that is what he makes all of us. Even a criminal is a devata in his home, isn't it? So we can all become a true devata in a wider orbit, but log ghabra jate hain fir. Devata ka matlab to hai dena. Main sabko deta rahunga to mere paas bachega kya? What will happen to me? It doesn't mean you have to give only material things. It requires, what does a mother do? A lot of energy to serve her child. That is the inner energy we are talking about. So as you will be progressing in Upasana, you will be seeing within you, you have a lot of energy. That subtle inner energy. Body energy is good, but we all know it. Mind energy is more powerful. That's why we are superior to all other species. And just imagine, third energy, the spiritual energy, if you had more of that, that is much more powerful than mind energy, is it not? That energy will be built up within you, and then you will see, nobody has to tell you, you are always in giving mode. Time is short, so I am not going that as much as I had planned to do. And when you are in giving mode, mother's love is the most superior love in the world, isn't it? So one who gives more has the pure love within her. Then you will see that you have higher love index, what I call it, is it not? Today we have had special ahutis for wedding anniversary. All this is about love. Mother loves her child, father loves his child. And every child knows it. For a child, the mother is the best woman in the world. For that child, father is the best woman in the world. But that is not enough. There is another thing. To complete the triangle, that man and woman, the husband and wife, who happen to be the mother and father of the child, they also have to learn to live with love within among themselves, is it not? If she is a good woman as a mother, is she a good wife? That man is a good man as a father, is he a good husband? And that is what the child is watching every moment. How do my mother and father relate to each other? How do they behave with each other? And that's where this will help you much. If you have gathered genuine love, being in Upasana, you will be a best husband, you will be a best wife also. And then your child will grow in a most secure, wonderful atmosphere. Otherwise, you are good as a mother, as a father, but you may be failing as a man and woman when it comes between the man and wife. So this is very important. This Ishwar Upasana will raise your love index. It will raise your spiritual index. You have understood the spirituality we talk here is not what is there in Mandir, Masjid, Gurdwara, Church, etc. This is pure direct connectivity with that Paramatma. As you are nearing him, you will become more spiritual in the person. And that is what is the taste of life. This word is very good, which Maharishi Dayanand gave to us, Arya Samaj. Arya Ishwar Putra. And remember this, I cannot say he is my father. Is it not? When I was to fill up my father's name in my form, my mother said, this is your father's name. And my father said, yes, I am your father. So it is, and you are my son. So never son can claim that this person is my father. It is only the Father who can certify He is my Son, isn't it? That same thing is true between me and His relationship. When I attempt to do Ishwar Upasana, He takes me in His fold, then He is saying, you are my good child. Otherwise, it will take. I am sure many of you will do meditation and will be quite frustrated. It is not so easy. The next 5 minutes, and you will be doing again a few minutes later. It is frustrating, but you just have to keep on doing it. Because in the moral end of the story is, when you walk one step, the father and mother walk 10 steps. He will also do it, but he is testing you. As long as you don't give up, it all will work out very well. Again, just I will do what I did last time. Let's all, wherever you are sitting, we devote 1 minute. Kasmai devaya visha videm. Bhuishthante nama uktim videm. That is the spirit of these 8 mantras. Let's devote next 1 minute to be with him. And when I say to be with him, the challenge is to disconnect from your mind. So there are only 2 simple steps. I will make a clap. As soon as you hear my clap, you do a single deep breath out in a longish manner, but not make it too long. I will say 8 or 10 seconds, 5, 7 seconds. Make it natural. Everything, the ball game here is to be a natural, good human being. His child, is it not? So just do it naturally, nothing extraordinary, force, etc. A single deep breath out. As soon as that breath out is over, mentally recite that sound, oh. As if this is corresponding to what a child says, mom, isn't it? As if you are reciting his name, and then you are quiet more. And you will notice these 2 steps will give you some moments. So all this will happen in about 10-12 seconds. And then the next 50 seconds, you will be in Upasana in a very good quality. You will notice it. Just get lost into it. So what I am trying to say, these 2 simple steps will buy you some moments in his lap, is it not? Let us test it. So I will make 2 claps. One is to enter into this mode. The second clap is to come out of it. Let's begin it. You don't worry about the time. I think many of you noticed we had some moments when I was disconnected from mine. That's what, now Kathy will come here. Thanks to her, I must thank, she found out time last week and again she is here with us. She will guide us for meditation about 12 minutes or so. And again there are 3 sets of instruction, how to discipline our body, our breathing and our mind. It all ends with recitation of Gayatri Mantra. After that is supposed to be blank moments. That is the time you want to be genuinely in meditation. And in those moments, if you have slight activity, man mein koi bhi halchal hai, you give yourself what I gave you, what is called meditation capsule. Again, try to come back to blank mind. Again you have thoughts or something, again give yourself this capsule, again come back. So you want to maximize the moments when you are with calm mind. That's the end of it. he is catching.
Hopefully this will work better than last time. So, with the sound, right? Testing, is this where you want it? Okay.